This recording is a collection of unintended indiscretions before microphone and camera.
It's Monday, October 27th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to this special episode. I'm in Japan, so this is a Music from Japan episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, do I love that song right back there. That was Shugo Takamura from Tokyo, Japan, doing the song Young Folks. You might be wondering, where can I get that song? The answer is nowhere. I have no idea where that came from. That is the first song I ever heard by Shugo Takamura. I downloaded it off some music blog or something, like, you know, 7 years ago. I don't know, but love that song. That's a great song. And it seemed like the perfect way to open up this year's special Music from Japan episode of The Sounds of My Head. That's right, I'm in Japan right now. I'm so excited about this. So I want to do a whole episode of just music from Japan. And that's what we're doing. We started off with Shugo Takamura. Of course, you got to do that because he's like the go-to guy in America for bands from Japan that make cool music. So there you go, Young Folks right there. Cover of Peter Bjorn and John. And one of his early things that seems not to be available anymore in this world. Very weird. Okay, up next, another band from Tokyo, Japan. Seems like a lot of these bands are from Tokyo, by the way. They're called Blackbird, or at least that's what Google Translate tells me that their name is, because their name is actually in Japanese, and I don't speak Japanese or have any idea what any of the little characters mean, but I'm going to go with Google Translate and trust them that it's just the name of the band is Blackbird. And this band's great. It's like, you know, four guys in a garage, kind of a high school band, sounds like. I don't really know anything about it, but that's what it sounds like to me. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks off of a couple of different EPs. First, The Declining Sun, which is the title track off the Declining Sun EP of theirs. And then we're going to hear the song Future in the Fog off their Spring and Future EP. Both of those are available on Bandcamp and maybe elsewhere too. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com as always. Here we go, Blackbird with The Declining Sun, followed by Future in the Fog. Where else but right here on a special Music from Japan episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Ooh.
All right, after Blackbird back there, we heard another band from Tokyo. They're called Yokan System, and we heard the songs Klee and Teresa, both off their very well-titled Premonition System EP. Very good stuff. Like that band a lot. And another thing I liked was the thing we heard after it. Jesse Ruins is the name of the band. They're also from Tokyo. We heard the song Laura is Fading. It's from their album A Film, which pretty good stuff. If you like that song, check it out. It all sounds a lot like that. And something that went along nice with that, I thought, was another band that kind of has a little bit of an electro sort of sound. They're from Japan. Couldn't figure out where, but they're from Japan somewhere. And they're called Halo Twins. We're going to hear two tracks, Night Dance and Orange, both from their EP called Damn It, The Color Name, which sounds like I use Google Translate to to translate a name from Japanese, but actually that's just the real name of the EP, because it even says it on the cover of the EP. So I know it's called Damn It, The Color Name, whatever that might mean. But anyway, here we go. Two tracks, Night Dance and Orange by Halo Twins. Where else but on this special Music from Japan episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Keep Hoping to kill that dolphin with this harpoon.
Japan! They kill things that we like!
Just take a bite. see, and I'm sure that you'll agree, that in splitting this split with me, it's gonna cool down your body, cool you down at least a degree. Oh, it made me so happy if you'd only split this split with me.
Right back there, two songs in a row by a band from Nagoya, Japan. They're called Lullatone, and they seem to basically make songs that sound like the music that's used in like startup trailer videos on the internet. Do you know what I'm talking about, these songs? I mean, that's not necessarily actually from one of those videos, but doesn't it seem like it should be? That's a random song by Lullatone. That's how a lot of it sounds, but not all of it. Some of it's totally different. Like the first one we heard back there was Splitting a Banana Split from their Summer Songs EP, which just totally sounds like a Japanese version of the Brunettes. I think it's the only song of theirs with singing, but I really like that one a lot. Because I like the Brunettes, I suppose. And then after that, we heard Adventure Music for Migrating Birds, and that came off their Falling for Autumn EP. Basically, they have these like album-length EPs for each of the seasons. So we heard a song from Summer Songs, then we heard a song from Falling for Autumn. They've also got Winter and Spring. Look up those guys, they seem like great people, I gotta say. Okay, up next, a band I love, the closest to breaking the theme. It's a band from right here in New York, but they are from Tokyo themselves. That's right, Chibomato, the supergroup that is Chibomato. They're technically a band formed in New York City, but the two women are from Tokyo, so I guess it makes sense to say it's from Japan. I'm stretching. If that's my biggest stretch, then I'm doing all right. And you can't have an episode of Japanese music without having some Chibomato, if you ask me, if for no other reason than the fact that the Japanese don't really get Chibomato. Like, I think Chibomato was only ever very big in America, and the Japanese were kind of like, yeah, Chibomato, whatever. But that's okay. I like it. And I like this song a whole lot. This is their best. I mean, this is like the song by Chibomato. So not really covering any new ground here. And I feel kind of bad because I actually have a new record. I just don't really like anything on it. So I'm not doing anything off the new record. I'm doing this. This is Sugar Water. Came off their Viva La Woman album from way back in the 90s. Extremely good song, this Sugar Water song. And of course, the video by Michel Gondry is completely amazing. So great. So check out Chibomato and Sugar Water right here on this Music from Japan episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Velocity of time turns her voice into sugar water. Conquer.
げたいんです、青空を。とても素敵な朝明け時を通り抜けてた。
Translation. When you were making that film, I read that you had a particular phrase book in Japan.
It's something that I'd purchased years before I made the film, and it's a book called Making Out in Japanese. I used to take this book with me to dinner. I used to take this to the sushi bar and sit down in front of the sushi chef and say, can we get into the back seat? Do you have a curfew? Do you mind if I use protection? These guys all had big knives, big knives, sharp knives. And they all liked it very much, but I had a lot of fun with that book, and it would just made my life so much fun. I still have the book; it's a treasure to me.
one. When she passes this one, she passes this. When she walks, she's like a samba dance. Swing so cool and sway so gentle there. When she passes this one, she passes those.
Alright, let's catch up one last time. After Chibo Motto back there, we heard Happy End. That's the name of the band. They were a band in Japan in the late 60s, early 70s. They were only around like a few years, but they were super influential, apparently, from what I've read on the internet, about in Japanese pop music. And mostly because I think they kind of were cribbing a lot of, like, you know, kind of American genres, which was pretty novel over there at the time. And that song was their most famous song in America, and only because it's kind of the most available, I think. It was on the soundtrack from Lost in Translation, that great movie with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson from a while ago. You remember that? Anyway, that song was my favorite off the soundtrack. I actually went and found some like obscure, random, like, you know, their singles or something. And pretty good stuff. It's very varied. You know, you'll have songs that just kind of sound like classic rock. And then there's other songs that sound like the Beatles or, you know, kind of interesting. But I felt like that song from Lost in Translation soundtrack was probably still their best. And if nothing else, the easiest to obtain, so seemed like the thing to put on. After Happy End, we heard a couple tracks from one of my favorite bands from Japan, Pizzicato 5. That's right, Pizzicato 5, one of those bands that, man, they were in the 90s. I listened to so much Pizzicato 5. Like, I just, it was like they really were something special to me. I don't know what it was, but I loved them there, Pizzicato 5. So we heard a couple of tracks. We heard Good off Big Hits and Jet Lags, 91 to 95. I think that's sort of an anthology type thing. Got that at some used CD shop a long time ago. I don't know if that's even a thing anymore. And then we heard The Girl from Ipanema off of a great compilation called Loungepalooza, which came out in the late 90s and maybe 97 or something, and had a bunch of different bands doing lounge covers of things, and included Ben Folds on there, and of course Pizzicato 5 with Girl from Ipanema. Super great. Love those two tracks. Love everything. I mean, I love so much by Pizzicato 5, but I felt like those songs were kind of summed them up pretty nicely. Okay, finishing up this here special Music from Japan episode of The Sounds in My Head, how about Shonen Knife? Another one of my longtime favorites, another kind of throwback to the 90s. I try to put a bunch of new stuff on, but then I'm just like falling back into my favorites like here at the end of the show, because there's no better way to end this show than with a Carpenters cover by Shonen Knife, The Top of the World, as covered by this band from Osaka. This is from their Birds and B-Sides album, and it is so super good. Here it is, Shonen Knife with Top of the World, finishing up this special Music from Japan episode of The Sounds in My Head.
The world.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Wedding by Shugo Takamura. I also talked over Sharon is Frozen by Jesse Ruins, Spoon, the John McKintry remix by Chibomato, and Happy Sad, the instrumental version by Pizzicato 5. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head. I'll see you when I get back to America.